This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. This weekend's Kentucky Derby marks the unofficial start of the thoroughbred racing season. And news is that the sport is in big financial trouble nationwide. In New York State, the $2 billion horse racing industry is in freefall, and there are growing fears that this summer's season at Saratoga Springs could be canceled altogether. North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann reports.
Horse racing in New York State has never been an easy ride. The sport's been plagued by scandal, bankruptcies, and federal investigations for years. But the last decade, it seemed like things were turning around.
And the gutsy gelding Funnyside has won the 129th Kentucky Derby!
New York-bred horses like Funnyside and Tin Cup Chalice were winning big races. Wall Street was booming, which meant more people buying and racing thoroughbreds. The New York Racing Association, the nonprofit that runs the state's tracks at Saratoga, Belmont, and Aqueduct, reorganized and cleaned up its act. But like a gambler's run of good luck, it all came down in a crash.
You know, at this point, there's not a lot to be optimistic about in New York racing.
Jack Knowlton runs the stable that trained Funnyside. He stands on Union Street in Saratoga Springs, where the Victorian-style racetrack and gorgeous 19th-century mansions are framed by blossoming pear trees. Knowlton loves racing here, but he says shrinking prize money and a new round of scandals have pushed the sport to the brink.
A lot of people are reluctant to jump in because they're concerned that maybe there isn't going to be racing, and they're concerned that the purses have gone down and that it's a very cloudy future.
Here's how things went horribly wrong for New York horse racing. First, the state's decade-long effort to build a casino at the Aqueduct track got tangled up in Albany politics. That meant fewer gambling dollars to pour into prize money at the track. And yes, there's a new federal investigation underway into that mess. Then New York City's off-track betting parlors went belly up this year, with critics blasting them for mismanagement. The joke in New York is that this is the only state in the country where even the bookies can't turn a profit. Without that revenue, the State Racing Association says it could literally run out of cash before this year's summer meet in Saratoga. Former Mayor J. Michael O'Connell turned up for a protest rally outside the track gates that drew more than 200 people.
I go back to a time when World War II, they closed down for 3 years, but Saratoga without horse racing is just something that is unbelievable.
Thousands of jobs are on the line if the season is canceled, but so is Saratoga's international reputation as a thoroughbred mecca. Molly Gagne has run the racetrack's telephone switchboard for a quarter century.
Saratoga would fall apart, and this is the summer place to be because of the track.
The economic pain has already spread well beyond Saratoga's posh neighborhoods and high-end shops. During the good years, the horse breeding industry here grew dramatically. Scott Van Laer, who owns a stable in Raybrook, New York, spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on his latest batch of yearlings. Now he's not sure they'll find buyers.
It's definitely hurt us. We were very much in the red for 2009. What I need is a good sale horse this year.
Finding buyers willing to bid up prices on one of his ponies won't happen, he says, if there's not a season at Saratoga Springs.
Question is, how many farms are going to be left operational? Three of the top four breeding farms in the state are shuttered.
New York's legislature is considering a $17 million bridge loan that would allow the Saratoga season to go on this summer. If lawmakers approve the deal, opening day is scheduled for July 23rd. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann.